This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanks so much for hanging with us on this ride. Whether you're a first timer or you've been here many, many times, the red carpet is the same and you are all welcome. I am coming at you from Des Moines, Iowa. What wonderful people are here. You know, they say it's Iowa friendly, and it's not a joke. It's not sarcastic. People here are wonderful, and I feel so at home. I have to say that. I'm here on a speaking engagement, so I'm thrilled to be able to take you with me and tell you that put Des Moines on your bucket list if you're driving through the Midwest, and this part of the country is really, really beautiful, and there's a lot actually to see and do in Des Moines. I'll talk about that more in our next show, but we have reason to celebrate Nathan Chen skating to the Olympic gold. How about Kim winning gold? Finally, some more gold medals for the U.S. and the great mass debate enters a new phase. The glum news for all of us, as I say, this show is about what's happening in your backyard and mine, is inflation, 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 my friends. Let's start with Nathan Chen, because I honestly, this kid has worked so hard, and I struggled to stay awake because it was late, and I watched the event, and it was amazing to see the 22-year-old star do what he was able to do. He won gold in figure skating. He becomes just the seventh American to win that event. I mean, that's how tough it is when you think of the competition over the years, especially with the incredible Russian skaters. But it was wonderful, wonderful performance. He had a total score of 332.60. 332.60. So nobody was even close to him for the silver or the bronze. And you could just see the emotion. He was hugging his coach, and he was trying to raise his arms to celebrate, but he probably was just completely exhausted. He left it all out there on the ice, and wow, I'm a proud American to see what Nathan Chen did. And hopefully in the upcoming months, because he's going to be bombarded with promotions and conversations with people, we'll get him on this show. He captured my attention and probably some of yours too. And if you haven't seen his performance and you haven't been watching the Olympics, I would say it is worth going. Put in your search engine and just look at his performance. You'll be able to find it, because it's something to see, and I'm super proud of him. All right, then I look at one other one. I'm going to mention this too, because this is another reason to celebrate. It's another gold medal, and you know, that was the thing that we were talking about, the lack of gold medals. Well, Chloe Kim, step right up on your snowboard. She's an American snowboarder. She needed just one run to win the gold in the women's half pipe. She's 21. So remember, Chen's 22, she's 21, and she started Wednesday's final with a first run score of 94. So you know that is the best mark that was there for that night by over 3 points. She fell during her second and third runs, but her first was so incredible. She just blew everyone away that she won the competition. So congratulations to her. Exciting to see that. No question about it. All right, let's get to the whole masking thing. So now there's been like this kind of abruptish end to mask mandates, and it shows you what's happening in our society and the and culturally in the political landscape. I guess, you know, even the Oscars were announced, the nominations the other day, and Hollywood has already said no vax proof for the Oscars. Boom, no vax proof. So restrictions are coming off. Hawaii, I love Hawaii. Hawaii is not going to require, this is big, tourists to be boosted. How about that? And even if we go overseas to our friends in the UK, they dropped the whole isolation thing. And, you know, we've had many authors on from England, all over England, and they've told us what's happened in the last couple of years in their areas with pubs and going out and et cetera. So let's talk about the mask mandates. And I have been talking about this and what we've been seeing. But now that we're looking in this third year, you look at the Democratic New Jersey governor, even, this is a great example, Phil Murphy, and the people in New Jersey are sick of it, just like so many of us. We're tired, we're exhausted, and we desperately want some form of our old lives, right? What about kids in school? I feel for the parents who have kids in school, and they're just exasperated by the push-pull of the masks and the other restrictions. So Murphy said it. He said there's no question whether it was last year's election, whether it was getting a sense of the pulse of what's happening in our state. People are frustrated, and this is the word. I said, you know, you got to figure it out in this landscape. He said they're frustrated, they're fatigued, and that's what it is. I mean, he nearly lost his reelection bid last November, and there's learning loss, as he said, in with kids. There's mental health problems. There's massive stress. So what is the new normal, or I hate that word, but normalcy? It's not. With these incredibly tight restrictions, help the people. I say this is what we do. Help the people who are vulnerable and open up the doors for the rest, right? And it's going to be up to the states to decide. That's what the federal government pretty much has said. That don't look to us for this. Look to what the states decide that they're going to do. But we're seeing these restrictions, like I said, are dropping, and it's pretty much going to be in our rear view mirror. And even hearing what Fauci said shockingly to the Financial Times, seriously, where he said the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions could end soon. I said this in our last show, even as early as this past year. This is surprising because you never hear him say anything like that. He's saying we're going to eradicate this virus, but it will reach an equilibrium. And I hope that we're looking at a time when we have enough people vaccinated, enough people with protection from previous infection, and the COVID restrictions will soon be a thing of the past. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And this is where we need to be economically. I look at what's happening with inflation, and I worry for people who haven't been able to make that transition in whatever business that they're doing. And we see the great resignation, and why is that? Because of frustrations of a different sort. But inflation is 7.5%. That's more than was expected, right? That's way more than was expected. That's a 40, to put this number out there so you understand it, that is a 40-year high. Yeah, that was a 40-year high. This is a 40-year high that we're talking about with inflation. So people are seeing it when they go to the market. I can see it in the eyeballs. I'm not kidding. When I get in line of people, when the person checking them out says what the bill is, you can see it in them kind of wincing, or people that are trying to figure out ways to stretch their dollars more. You know, this is the biggest gain since 1982, and much higher than Wall Street thought, much higher. Real earnings for workers increased less than 1% on a month. That is big when we're looking at inflation. So what is going to be the bounce back for lots and lots of different people? And of course, some of that is side hustles. People are really embracing, some are embracing and some aren't. People are really embracing the gig economy. What can I leverage? I hope you are anyway, if it works for you. What can you leverage that you're not leveraging that will give you that extra, whether it's a couple hundred?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Professional. He's done it for two decades, and he's been on the show many, many times in the past. He is also the Trip Sitter Clinic founder and CEO. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people are talking about ketamine and what ketamine therapy can do. He certainly knows all about that. I love what I see with Trip Sitter. TripSitter.clinic. That's where you go, TripSitter.clinic. Dr. John, how are you?
Amazing, Kate. Thank you for having me on. Thank you. Okay. And by the way, we're starting my third decade.
Third decade? Wow. See, now, I made you younger. Two decades plus, though, I said. So, wow. Wow. You know what? I this is a joke, but I have to say, I do feel like I was on psychedelics as I've been watching the football over the weekend. Was that not crazy? I know you're a fan.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, two great weekends, really, of professional football. Just amazing.
Just absolutely amazing. And, you know, some football players talk about ketamine. So tell me about, and the listeners, about TripSitter.clinic and what it's all about and why you established it.
Well, you know, I've been in mental health for a long time. I finally happened into this medication called ketamine and saw how amazing it was for veterans. And this was going on 8 years ago. And a veteran administration, a VA doctor, emergency room doctor, kind of started schooling me on this, and we started doing research, and it's just an amazing tool for mental health, whether it's depression, anxiety, or post-traumatic stress disorder. Also, obsessive-compulsive disorder, it does miracles for all of those, and I say that, it's the medication. It really is. It happens too often to be a quote-unquote miracle. But it's how you use it, and it's not just – you just don't take the medication. There's a process to it, and it takes skill. And I sat back, and I saw how expensive it was to do this, and the fact that not everybody has an access to a clinic that does ketamine. And so, you know, I started working with doctors in the Austin, Texas area, and some of those I still work and come in, and we facilitate ketamine-assisted psychotherapy in their office. But COVID hit, and right before COVID hit, I was on a show several times called Liquid Lunch with a guy named John Tobacco, and he introduced me to some investment finance people and some CEOs of some other medical companies and things like that. Then COVID hit, and all of a sudden we're on the phone going, hey, look at what's happening. We have 400% increase in alcohol sales because people are self-medicating because they're stuck at home. And the CDC starts saying, oh, wait a minute, we're having a lot more people that are killing themselves than were before. We're having a lot more people that are suffering from mental health. It's, you know, their estimates over 50% are suffering or were suffering at some point with some sort of mental health issue, whether it's anxiety or depression, you know, any kind of post-traumatic stress disorder, being locked down. I had so many patients who came to me who were survivors of Katrina, the hurricane going through L.A., and now they're, or not L.A., Louisiana, and now they're having to, you know, wear masks, and it reminds them of the masks that they had to wear to be able to go back and clean up their belongings, and they're going into major anxiety attacks and actually reliving their events. And, you know, nobody even thought anything like that would happen. And we had a shortage of mental health practitioners before, and I actually have a treatment that works for a large, I mean, super large percentage of people, but it's really outpriced itself. So I started talking with these investors, and they said, well, what do you want? And I said, I want this thing online. And so that's what we did, and we're in over 20 states now and just growing all the time. You know, you and I have talked about this before, and you said, tell you when Texas is available. Well, I finally have a couple doctors that are now trained here in Texas, and we will be opening up very soon.
Oh, that's great news. Yeah. John, hang on a second. We're going to try to reconnect with you. We got kind of a fuzzy connection here. We can hear what you're saying, but hold on, and we're going to do that again. And, again, we're talking with Dr. John Huber, and as he said, 3 decades, a mental health professional, and he's talking about how does this happen? How did he start TripSitter.com? Clinic, because so many people couldn't afford, didn't understand, etc., so much about the whole wellness journey when it comes to treatments like ketamine, treating depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and bipolar disorder and obsessive compulsive disorder, like he said. And now the fact with what happened through the pandemic, and we've talked to people about this, and we see it. We see it with the suicide rates, and we see it with so many other struggles that people can't even find doctors. And so this is so good that John has done this to make this affordable. And John, that's where we were at. You were talking about how you had this interest and you have such a passion for this and you want to help more people, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's unusual, I think, to sit back and think, wow, look at all these people I'm actually seeing. Because in mental health, you get one person at a time. That's all you see right there in front of you. And at the same time, I know that a lot of things take months, if not years, and sometimes decades to reverse. And that's another thing that really just gets me with ketamine, because I see changes sometimes instantaneously. I had a young lady who was sexually assaulted starting at the age of 6, and turns out the perpetrator was her father, and it was identified when she was, you know, 4 years later at 10, prosecuted. He went off to jail, but the daughter was still not the same. You know, she wouldn't let people touch her, hug her. She wore everything oversized. She didn't care if she brushed brush their hair, that kind of stuff. And, you know, the attorneys had suggested the family get counseling, and they tried counseling. They tried all different types of group therapy, family therapy. And finally, they kept going back to these attorneys, and they went to this one attorney who I'd worked with several times in court and actually has sent me their own family members. And all of a sudden, you know, this young lady walks into my office, and we get her treated, and it was an amazing event. I mean, we hooked her up to the IV. You can actually watch what happened with another patient of mine who was gracious enough to allow me to film it and get professional editors on a thing called 60-second documentaries. You go to 60-second doc and look for Trip Sitter, and you see how we do an IV in brick and mortar. And this young lady, you know, walked out of that doctor's office 3 hours later a different person. And I've gotten calls from grandparents, aunts, uncles, saying, hey, you got us our little girl back. You know, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. And I'm like, no, it's the medication and using it right. I mean, that's really what it is. And,
yeah, and that's the key. So if people want to find out more about it, like you said, 20 states, Texas is coming. How can they find out more? They can go to tripsitter.clinic, right?
.clinic, exactly. We wanted to make sure that everybody knew we were a medical practice. We're not some fly-by-night thing. We have, you know, teams of doctors across the country. We have a system of compounding pharmacies, and this is important because, you know, this isn't a standard medication that you can get in these types of dosages at your regular pharmacy. You know, ketamine is a dissociative anesthesia. It's used in hospitals and surgical centers for surgery. It's used in pediatric offices for procedures done on young children because it's so safe. And, you know, in fact, my first exposure to it was my son was about three and a half years old, and he bit his tongue almost completely in half, and we had to have it surgically sewn back together. And we're in the emergency room, and I have privileges at some other hospitals, but not there. And I'm a psychologist. I'm not even an MD. And the emergency room doctor goes, hey, if you can help out, you know, I'll sign off for you, and I'll tell you what to do. If you can help out, you know, we'll get you guys in and out, because this was like the day after Christmas, and we're supposed to be going skiing and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, sure, why not? And he goes, well, we're going to use ketamine. And I'm like, and he had to explain the whole thing to me. And he said, you know, as they come out of the anesthesia, he will probably be hallucinating. And one of the other things he said was it's an amnesic. In other words, he won't remember the hallucinations.
Which is great, which is wonderful. We will definitely have you back on, Dr. John Huber, again, tripsitter.clinic. You have all those personal stories. It's wonderful. Online ketamine therapy. How can it help you? Check it out. As always, fun to have you on. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Coming up next, Howard Hessman dies. We've got an assistant director on one of his shows with a...
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to discuss potential nominees for the next Supreme Court justice. Committee Chair Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois
shared with him some of our recommendations, but mainly the message was, we trust your judgment, Joe Biden, when it comes to choosing the right person. We're going to work as hard as we can to make sure that selection is chosen officially by the Senate as quickly as possible.
President Biden has said he wants to nominate a black woman to the high court. Much earlier in the day, the president was in Virginia. He spoke about his Build Back Better plan.
It makes sense just to pay a little more in taxes at the top end in order to afford this economic growth we're creating.
The president said his legislation would hold drug companies accountable for sky-high prices on prescription medications. This is USA Radio News. We finally have some answers as to the mystery of what killed Bob Saget.
New information is out on the death of Full House star Bob Saget. His family confirms he had a brain bleed after accidentally hitting the back of his head. They believe he didn't realize his injury and died in his sleep at a Florida hotel last month. As far as just how common these brain bleeds are, ABC News chief medical contributor Dr. Jill Ashton tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"We have to do some mini med school here and look at the anatomy of the brain. There's blood vessels there. This is a very unforgiving organ for trauma, but it's a closed space. You have the hard skull, you have the soft brain, and in between that, a little bit of bleeding can cause compression on the brain and in some cases can be fatal. So is this something that is common? No. But can it happen? Yes."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we are in the mailroom, and just a quick reminder, you can send me your thoughts anytime, 24/7, day or night, of course, Kate at KateGalaneyRadio.com. Something's on your mind that you heard in the show and you want more information on it, you heard about an author that I was talking to that was fantastic and resonated with you and you forgot their name but you remember what they were talking about, whatever it is, or if, you know, you get on the soapbox like me and we don't like something happening in our community and you don't know who some of the representatives are, shoot me an email and I will send you that info, because definitely rattle the cages if you're not happy with what's going on. Let's jump right into the mailbag. This one is from Greg, and Greg says, "Hi, Kate, I've emailed you a couple of different times. I know there are so many serious things happening with inflation, the struggles people are having, what we're doing with the masks and COVID. I'm so weary with this whole COVID conversation. Thank goodness it's not the complete focus of your show, because I hear it too often in too many other shows with all these guys during the day. So bravo for that. I have a simple question. I don't know that I heard you say, I misnailed the score, who you think is going to win the Super Bowl. Is it going to be the Rams or the Cincinnati Bengals? I am picking the Bengals, and it was really hard to arrive at this because, well, first of all, they're the underdog, but by a handful of points. And if they're, I say this all the time, as somebody who's covered the great game of football, you know, traveled with the Dallas Cowboys and covered so many other professional football teams, because I'm a content junkie, so I always was about news and politics and business. But as some of you know, sports was the other side thing. It's in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny. But anyway, I look at this game from all the conversations that I had with coaches again and again and again and again and again. And it really sounds
simplistic and almost the cliche, protect the ball, fumbles, no turnovers. And this is going to be key here because I think the defenses are playing a major role. We've seen how good the defense has been for the Rams, and they've been able to capitalize in some of their games during the season and even in the playoffs. And the same thing with the Bengals. That's going to matter. Special teams are going to matter. And of course, the great quarterbacks. Are they going to get protection on their offensive line? And the offensive line for the Rams is actually better than the Bengals' offensive line. But it doesn't mean, because we've seen Joe Burrow get sacked 9 times in a game, it doesn't mean they won't step up in this big game. I think Joe Burrow will have to scramble. If he can scramble and capitalize in opportunities in the red zone and, of course, on third downs, I like him to win. And now the point total is moving. So the Rams, and that's because of the money that's being wagered, the Rams are favored by 3.5. I think we're going to see a really close, fantastic Super Bowl. So thanks for that question, Greg. You don't have to talk about something serious. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about, by the way. It's nice to get a break, right, from all that ails us. All right, here we go to Howard. And Howard says, Kate, it is crazy how much food is costing these days. You know, I heard you talk about inflation the last couple of weeks and how high it is, and that there were also things because of the supply chain, different types of foods that were missing. You talked about going to the supermarket and not being able to find certain things, and I'm seeing the same thing as well. I live in Tucson, and sure, they get the supply back up, and it just depends on what it is that you're trying to get. But I notice the price increases on all kinds of things, from eggs to chicken to sweet things and junk food we shouldn't eat, I suppose. But this is real, people, and I think you have to pay attention to it. You got to look at your budget. I mean, how many people, especially since we've been going through this whole COVID thing, don't pay attention to their budget because they're just trying to go day to day? It's like what you talked about with people living paycheck to paycheck. It's kind of like burying your head in the sand. So I would suggest to people, really look for some of those specials and look for off brands that might work for you so you don't end up really pinching too many pennies. Hey, great advice. It is true. When you're running around and you're trying to make things happen and you've got stress and different things pulling on you, is that the thing you're thinking about? I'm going to do an itemized grocery list. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to look and compare prices, and I'm going to find the best deal I can. I laughed when I saw your email because I thought of my grandfather who had a really successful career. I mean, he had to go to work for his family. He was so smart, but he ended up being, he couldn't go to college because he had to support everybody. He was a trucker, and he moved his way up into Owens Corning, and he actually, you know, worked for them in management eventually in the end. And he was always looking for, he'd always say, when I would come to visit him, of course he was older, when I would come to visit him, he would say, you know, Catherine, go to this store, go here to get this, this, this. He knew exactly that what the prices were, that there was a massive difference, like $1.25 difference sometimes with some of these items. So, yeah, that's good advice. Don't just haphazardly run to the market, I guess. And if you save enough money, then you have that leftover you need to pay whatever it is that you have to pay. And there's nothing worse than that when you, like, suddenly look down and say, wow, where did all that money go? And we've all experienced it, no matter where you are financially on the spectrum. Okay, this one is from, not Howard, this one is from Hal. Howard Hal. This one is from Hal, and Hal says, Kate, I was listening to what you've been saying about the Olympics. I'm so on board with you. It's crazy to see what's been happening with Michaela Schifrin. I'm a skier, and I agree with you. She's wonderful to watch. It's got to be hard, her father's death. And I am watching the Olympics when I can, but I have to believe that a lot of people aren't, and their ratings overall are going to tank. And maybe it's that the time difference and the disinterest, like you said, in sometimes for people in winter sports. Bingo. I mean, you just nailed what I said. Absolutely. The 13-hour time zone difference between Beijing and the eastern United States means most events would be like a half day old by the time they air in prime time. So that's part of the problem. And then some people think that part of the problem is we just had the Olympics because of the change in Tokyo. And it's crazy to think that opening ceremonies, because people that might not even be interested in the athletic part of it and just periodically tune in, a lot of people tune in for opening ceremonies, you know, because it's that entertainment and see how mind-blowing the light show is. I call it the light show. And they were good opening ceremonies, not like Beijing did in 2008, though. But the opening ceremonies only pulled in 15.7 million viewers. That's the lowest figure ever. And that was a 44% decline from the kickoff to the 2018 Winter Games in South Korea. And yes, TV programming has been down. We have streaming. We have appointment viewing where you get what you want. Younger people, 18 to 30-something, you know, you don't want to sit, you're not sitting around in front of a tube saying, where is my program? You don't even call it program. You would be surfing for certain things that you want to see. So I think that is part of it as well. And I saw a comparison. So NBC has lost nearly half of the viewers who tuned in to opening night, like 8 years ago, like I mentioned, how it was so much bigger. NCIS, my mother used to watch that show, NCIS, 12.6 million viewers each week last season. Wow. So that's one show, and you compare that to what's happening with the Olympics. Yeah. All right, let's move on to another one. Okay, this one is from Mac, and Mac says, Kate, I heard the interview you had with your friend who worked briefly with Bob Saget, and I thought that was brilliant. I love that she was so honest about how he told off-color jokes, and the rest of the guys did too, so they had a separate room when they were filming their television show. And I heard that they know the cause of death now, that it had something to do with some sort of head trauma. Do you know any more on that? So I'm glad you heard Annie. Her name's Annie Zadarovich. I'm glad you heard my conversation with her. And yes, he was found dead in the hotel room. It was like last month, and it was head trauma. They determined that's what happened. They thought maybe he accidentally hit the back of his head on something, didn't think anything about it, and went back to sleep because there was no drugs, there was no alcohol, and it was shocking. And people die in their sleep, and they can be younger and die in their sleep. But if he hit his head somehow, I don't know, on a headboard or something, you know how you can do that. Somehow he tripped up. I know somebody that did that in a gym one time. They didn't die, but they had a serious head trauma after that. It's good to know the reason, right? But very sad, because it makes you wonder, well, what is that? How did that happen? How did this 65-year-old on this comedy tour be happy as all get out and goes to his room, and then he dies when they go to check on him, and then they find out it has some kind of head trauma? And there was speculation about the whole COVID thing, but because he had it in December, but it was nothing to do with COVID. It was exactly what the autopsy said. The Orange County Medical Examiner in Florida, they said there was no foul play, and they were going to investigate, and they said it would take longer. They said it would take maybe even 10 weeks, and they found out what it was. And in a way, maybe there's some relief to the family for that, that the conclusion is that's what happened. It's depressing and makes you wonder, well, how does that happen? But we know that it's the brain is a curious thing. And, you know, you remember there have been people that have had, like, a silly slip, and their head just gently even bangs against the ground, and then it turns out that they've got bleeding on the brain or some other such thing. Anyway, remember, 24/7, I said it at the top of this, you can send me your thoughts or whatever it is you want to talk about in any of our future mailbags. Thanks so much for everybody's emails. Appreciate it. Stay with us.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am very pleased to welcome Troy Glover to this show. It's been a long time coming. He's written a book called The Granite Toad. And this is a story that will really, really pull you in. Troy, so first of all, let's talk about doing this book. Why did you write the book? What made you write the book?
It's a long story if you really got the time.
Give me the shortened version. All the listeners
want to know. The shortened version is, I think I really just needed a happy ending to the sad story of having to leave Kentucky and starting over a new life in Maryland.
And so because you had to make that move, and as anyone knows, when you're with what you're familiar with and then leaving it because something happens or something changes in your life, that can be difficult. So tell us what happened that made you make the move.
I don't know if you remember, but like in 2006 and 2008, they had the recession and the company I was working for went out of business. So I was working in printing for 26 years and all of a sudden I was unemployed. I didn't know what else. There was nothing else I knew how to do, you know, at 40 years old. And my wife just got fed up with me because I couldn't find a job. So I ended up getting a divorce and my brother was in the Navy and he was stationed in Virginia and he said, you know, you're no longer married. You no longer have a job. He said, run away. Come here to Virginia and you can live in my basement and get your life back together. You know, so to me, growing up in a small town in Kentucky, that was all my whole life. Like, that's the road I walked down. That's the school I used to go to. You know, so I was going to give up my whole childhood and leave it all for good. So it was like a part of me was dying. It had to die. So I could move to Virginia and find a new job, get a new car. And I met a wonderful woman. Her name is Renilda Kantik, and we fell in love and got married. So this is like my second life. If you've ever heard people, they talk about another life. This is my another life. You know, so I've started over, and I just couldn't let it all go. I went to a small community college, and I learned creative writing and English, and I had all these notes from where I got my associates, and I couldn't let the notes go. You know, I had all these notes, so I thought, I'll write it all down into a story. And I had all these stories of my childhood that I couldn't let go of from Kentucky. So I added all the stories in the book are true stories of my childhood. And like I said, I just needed a happy ending to this sad story. You know, so it has a very happy ending, even though it's like a sci-fi drama. You know, it's still a good story.
I like that. So tell us one of the stories, because we won't give it all away, but tell us one of your stories in the book.
Oh, wow, there's so many. I'm not sure what anybody would want to hear.
I think it's fascinating. I mean, it's like you say, as so many people can relate to, going from one place, especially a small town, to a much bigger city. And it's different when everybody knows everything about you in a small area. And certainly you get that flavor in what you talk about.
Yeah, and you come to expect that after a while. You go to a store in a town where you grew up, and everybody treats you a certain way. They know you. You have a history there. And I come here, and nobody knows me. And I get cut off in traffic. I'm like, why in the world would you do that to me? Don't you? They don't know me. They've never met me, you know?
Right. Give us a story. I know that you've got one.
Let's see here. The pressure of a story. Okay, this is completely unrelated. It's chapter 33, Monday afternoon. The wind is still and the day is sunny. The children's mother are at work and their uncle, Theron, is sitting under an enormous umbrella on the side of the porch of his house. He's watching the three children as they play in the semi-empty lot next door. Maria stood there in her pastel blue polyester sweater. Okay, experiment number 11, arrow radius. Joseph is standing there in his all-cotton black T-shirt. Let me shoot it, James, Joseph insisted. James is sitting there in his blue jeans and T-shirt. He aimed the arrow straight up, pulled the arrow back tight. Joseph held the strength and released. The arrow swished straight up into the and then fell. It landed 20 feet away. I'm getting nervous. Sorry about that. I'm not used to reading to a crowd.
It sounds good. This should be an audiobook.
Well, as a matter of fact, I am working with Audible.com to put this on their webpage.
Nice. And so what happens if the arrow goes straight up?
Well, to make the story short, they've been they all love science, so they're doing this in a very scientific format. They're trying to find out when they shoot the arrow, how far away does it go and what direction it is, so they'll know where it's going to land, because they're going to add bottle rockets to it. They want to add 3 bottle rockets so it goes off one right after another to make it go higher, and it works perfectly. It goes so far out of sight they can't even see it anymore, and they're thinking, well, it's gone. You're never going to find that arrow. And so they're standing in a circle talking about, you know, this experiment was a success, and it lands right in the middle of them. They didn't realize one of them could have died today.
Wow.
And they all vote, I vote we never do that again.
Don't try this at home. That's the moral
story. Try this at home. And that's a true story. Me and my friends, we did that one day, and we had bottle rockets left over from 4th of July, and we had it figured out exactly where this arrow was going to land. So nobody was going to get hurt. It was going to be a safe experiment. And it went so far that we thought it was gone. And we're all standing in a circle talking, and it landed right in the middle of all of us.
Oh, that is scary. I'm thinking
of the story away, but you get a little bit of the story.
Yeah, I'm thinking my own experiences, and probably people out there can relate with the bottle rockets, but never, we never did that. So why the title, The Granite Toad?
The granite toad is a little rock that a girl has as a pet rock, and it's kind of in the shape of a toad. I don't know if you remember, but back in the 80s and everybody had pet rocks.
Yeah.
Well, her pet rock turns out to be magical, and it teleports them into the 1800s, where they were failing history class until they go back there to the time, and they're there, and they change a little bit of history. So when they go back, they ace their history test because they were there.
I think that's good. I would like a granite toad on many days in my life, for sure. What do you hope, we're talking to Troy Glover, and the book is called The Granite Toad. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Right here on the back of my book, if you'll let me read this for a second, it says, The Granite Toad is a story about being different and having others accept you for who you are. Do you think you know what trouble is? Wait until you meet these three young adults that are trying to grow up and finding new, unique ways to do it. Imagine the disasters and wonders that come into play when you combine three kids, a marvelous treehouse, and a magical stone. Three kids from the present and one from the past. And all four are going to have to learn fast if they hope to save one of their friends. Join in as the troubles start and the fun begins when they come together for the adventures of their lives in both the past and present. Maria, Joseph, James, and Emma join forces to change the past in hopes of a better future. They contend against violence, bigotry, racism, and pettiness as they struggle to find answers that they can live with. Let the adventures begin as you dive into this fun-filled story aimed at teaching other children and yourselves ways to expand acceptance and just maybe a little of that lost magic that fills our planet. I hope that answers a little bit without telling the story.
Yep, I love it. So now I'm wondering, after The Granite Toad, will you write another book?
It depends on how successful this one is. It's been so expensive and
time-consuming.
And time-consuming, yes. Perfect word.
The good news is it's such a great gift for people you know, for one, because I think so many, and people listening to us, so many people can, I believe, relate to some of the stories in your book for sure. And you're an author, so congratulations on that. And again, name of the book is The Granite Toad. And as you told me before we started talking, a good thing to do is look for the paperback version, right, on Amazon?
Yes, just the paperback version, not the hardcover version. It's a different book.
Okay, so there you go. So pick it up on Amazon or wherever great books are sold.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's sold on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Walmart.com.
Perfect. All right, so those are all the places that you can find The Granite Toad. I am in search of my own granite toad, so you really are inspiring. And I love that you had, the tenacity to stick with it and put this all together. So the best of luck, and thank you so much for coming on, Troy.
Thank you very much, and I hope you read it. I'm sure you'll love it.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.